It was a good effort tonight. Just fell a little short there, and it felt like, did you feel like maybe you guys kind of ran out of gas there in the second half?
Yeah, you know, we played tough defense, and then, you know, that second half we had a few miscues, and, you know, they're a good team, and they capitalized on that. They were really attacking us, and, you know, they worked hard. We played really two really good quarters and just couldn't finish.
Well, you had to like the start you got off to. It was back and forth, punch after punch there. And Erica had a great start with 11 points in that first quarter. Just they really kind of changed things up, because it felt like this time around they were really concerned more about Brooke than what happened around the perimeter.
You know, they were. You know, they really put a lot of pressure on Brooke, because we in the first game against them, Brooke really had an outstanding game. So they really took that away, and then Erica stepped up, and then they started putting a lot of pressure on her, so she wasn't getting a lot. And, you know, we had some other girls step up and get some little baskets around the rim, and we just got to do more of that, and those girls know that they can do that and get it done late.
Yeah, you mentioned that. A couple of them really come to mind. I thought Cheyenne Kramer, she really blossomed in this tournament. She had another 6 points, and you know, as Hugoden's defense was coming up, she would kind of get behind them and then take those right baseline jumpers or layups.
You know, she did. We told them girls that they needed to sneak in there and be ready at that short corner and really take it at them. You know, the first time she got the ball, she was a little timid. She didn't want to shoot. And I was like, that's your shot. You better start shooting. And, you know, and then she stepped up after that and knocked some down. And, you know, that's what we got to have against this team. You know, we've got to go against those weaker players and really capitalize.
And, you know, it felt like that you had the 4-point lead in the third quarter, and then Hugoden makes that big run. It was just so tough to overcome. You guys were coming back and forth there and for a while there, and it just felt like Hugoden had that extra gear.
You know, I think they did. You know, they've been in this situation before, and, you know, these girls, their first time, and it's a lot different. You know, there's different pressures, different things they got to do, and, you know, we just didn't get those little things done in the third quarter, and we couldn't stop that run, and then that just kind of hurt us from here on.
Well, you go 2-1. That guarantees you a winning weekend here at the tournament. That's a positive. Do you feel like that your team took some pretty good strides forward here this week?
You know, I think they did. We learned a lot about ourselves, and we know what we're capable of doing. You know, we just got to continue to have confidence. You know, I know our league is tough, but, you know, we've got to understand that we've played some tight games, and we've come away with it in the fourth quarter. We've got to know that we can do that against the Holcombs and the Colbys and those kind of things, and we got to take this confidence back home.
Well, big tournament for, you know, Brooke. I thought she had a really good tournament overall. Erica had a great tournament there. I think she ended up a third most points in a tournament series with 3 games. There was 66. And she lands on the all-tournament team, and inspirational player. So that's pretty cool to get the Scott City brand out there a little bit.
You know, I'm super proud of her. You know, she puts the time in, and she works hard, and, you know, her teammates, you know, knew when she was hot, and they got her the pass right where she needed it to get her shots off. So, you know, it's definitely a team effort, but I can't be more proud of her.
Yeah. This is a good week for the team, and a fun week here, and but comes to an end. You get to go home now and get ready for possibly Hugoden on Tuesday and Cimarron next Friday on the road.
You know, that's what I told the girls in the locker room. I said, you know, we can't worry about this game. It's over. We had a great week. We got to remember all the memories that we had and the good things that happened this week. And we got to be ready to go. You know, we got some tough games right ahead of us, and we got to bounce back and be ready to play.
Well, congratulations on a good week here, Coach. A fun week, and watching this team really continue to grow and you know, do some good things here. We'll leave it at that, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.